Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we were discussing the Rambam, Malachim 9:4, based in the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, David Zitzal. And we were learning about how Ritzicha is unique in that it's the one Avera that's defined as Hashchasas HaOlam. The Gemara and Kedushin Daf Mem Gimel brings the Machlekes Shammai and Hillel. That Hillel Shammai says there is Shlecha Dvar Avera Beritzicha. Hillel says there is, and the Gemara says that Afgamina is Lenin Dina Rabba Vedina Zuta. Rashi says Dibor Maskil Dina, that according to Hillel, the person isn't punished so much as if he had killed himself, but rather he's only a Goyreim. He's a Goyreim. He's not the one who killed himself, but he's a Goyreim for the murder. And from that, the Shach asked, but according to Shammai, he gets a bigger punishment. That's Dina Rabba. According to Hillel, it's Dina Zuta, a smaller punishment. So Frek the Shach, Lamed Beis got Gimel, and what Tosis writes in Bava Kamen and Vav, Divor Maschil Ella. The Gemara there says that a person hires Eidei Sheker, he's Chayiv Bidei Shamayim. Zak Tosis is Dafka if he hires them, but not if he just tells the Eidei Sheker to be made, because he's assuming that they're not going to listen to him if he just tells them. Only if he hires them, then he is Chayiv Bidei Shamayim. And that's why it says Tosis, it says Loshon of Secher, Dafka if he hires them, but not if he just tells them. Frek the Shach. Wait a second, look at the Gemara we have over here in Kiddushin. It's Pashat to the Gemara that even according to Hillel, that ain't Shlech Advar Avera, nevertheless he's Chayiv Bidei Shamayim, even if he doesn't hire the murderer. Nevertheless, he's still Chayiv Bidei Shamayim. So you see, you don't have to hire, just telling them is enough. Even according to Hillel, it says ain't Shlech Advar Avera, still Bidei Shamayim is Chayiv, even though he doesn't hire them. So here, by Eidei Sheker, Secher Eidei Sheker, that he's Chayiv Bidei Shamayim, is talking about where he didn't hire them. Why do you have to say hire them? He hired them. See, Hillel holds he didn't hire them, and he's still Chayiv Bidei Shamayim. So here also, why does Tosfos say that he has to have hired the Eidei Sheker? Ayin Shem Betumim B'Siv Katan Beis, B'Yiragra Siv Katan Beis, K'tzeis, Siv Katan Aleph, Mishnah Melech, Rotzeach Beis Beis, Mitzat Sheinu. We have to understand, why is it so pashut to the Gemara that the person is Chayiv Bidei Shamayim? Why is it any different than Gram Kibui B'Shabbos? B'Chayitzev is a Sha'ar Gromus. We don't find a Chayiv Bidei Shamayim, and he's Pater L'Gamrei. Whereas in the Gemara, you see that he's Chayiv Bidei Shamayim just for Gram. I Gram Shabbos, he isn't Chayiv. We also have to understand that if, according to Shammai, it's Ki'ilu Aso, it's as if he did it himself, because it's you who did the killing, you the sender. So why then is it only Dina Rabba Bidei Shamayim? Why does he get a big Din Bidei Shamayim? Why doesn't it be the other mitzvah? If you hold Mamash of Shlichus, so Yesh Lech Advar Avera, so it's the Mishalech who should be getting it by the other, not only Bidei Shamayim. So we are in a quagmire. However, we have to understand as follows, that there are two Nidonim here, there are two issues. Number one, that a pa'ula, that even if bidei adam, it's not considered as if he did it by himself, bidei shamayim, it is considered as if he did it by himself. Bidei adam, we don't view him as the one who did the ma'isa, but bidei shamayim, we do. From shamayim, they do view him as the one who did the ma'isa. The second nidoin is that even if bidei shamayim, it's not considered as if he did it, nevertheless, he's still a goyreim, he's still causing it in afkamina, that if it's midin goyreim, it's only b'ritzicha, because b'ritzicha is hashchasas ha'olam, and therefore a person's chayiv even b'gram. And for this reason, it's pashut to the Gemara that according to Hillel, we asked before, why is it so pashut to the Gemara that the gram is chayiv? Meaning that by misa, causing someone to die, by sending someone else to carry out, to be his hitman, so the mishalech is also chayiv b'dei shamayim b'dina zut, according to Hillel, a small din. The answer is because that's Hashchasas HaOlam. So a person's chayiv by Ritzicha, even b'grama. However, that's only from the pasuk of Achaz Damchal and Afshasecha Medrash. Mashen came le... Right, you're not allowed to do anything to cause someone to die. Mashen came l'shamay, l'gavi shamayim, yesh liach l'dvar aveira. We say l'gavi shamayim, dafka l'gavi shamayim, not l'gavi b'nei, b'dei adam, but b'dei shamayim, vis-a-vis shamayim. Yesh liach l'dvar aveira. And it's as if he did it himself. And al yidei zed dina rabba gam mitzad lo isir tzoch. So it's an andre zach. Here it's dina rabba. It's a big din, and therefore he's getting it even mitzad lo isir tzoch, not only mitzad the pasuk in parshas noach avachas damchal and afshesechem medrash, but even mitzad lo isir tzoch, as if he did it himself. Min hashamayim, not mi diadam. Vis-a-vis hashamayim, not vis-a-vis people. Mihai time and mishamayim bekorot ksiv. Voisarakta, and therefore in the pasuk it says, Voisarakta, you're the killer by sending someone to kill. You're the one who did it. And on that, Tosis writes in Bava Kamma that to consider somebody as if he did it himself, that only because of this, it's Shayach Achiyuv, Shaloi Beretzicha. Shaloi Beretzicha, in order to get it to Bidei Shemayim, it needs to be as if you did it. So there you require Vados, you require the certitude of a Seicher, of somebody who was hired. Otherwise, it's only a grama that's pater. It has nothing to do with Ritzicha. Ritzicha, a person's chayvim b'day shemayim b'grama. Ritzicha, a person's chayv grama. Therefore, he's chayvim by shliach. Because soif, the maisa, and the maisa was done through him, and he's a goyrim. Mashenkim, when it comes to other cases, for example, Eidei Sheker, there, the grama is not enough. Not enough that he just was an indirect cause. You need the vados that he was given. He vadai caused it, meaning he hired the guy. And therefore, when it comes to Eidei Sheker, you need that he should have hired them, paid for them. Or Ritzicha, you don't even need that. Any grama, even if he's not sure he's going to do it, even if he doesn't pay him, it is still considered grama. It's hashchasas ha'olam and me'le b'dei shamayim. He's chayiv. And the Kora there, he writes that Beretzicha, it's Mishum Loi Samar Al Dam Reyecha. In other words, Beretzicha is different. By Beretzicha, you don't have to actually hire the guy. But even if you don't hire him, there's still Shlichus because of Loi Samar Al Dam Reyecha. In other words, Beretzicha Shani. Why do we say Beretzicha is different? Because it's Hashchosis Ha'olam. Why does the Kora say Beretzicha is different? Because it's Loi Samar Al Dam Reyecha. Yesh lechavin ma she'amarnu gam lemahalach v'ktzois. We were saying works also with the ktzois there that we mentioned earlier. However, the Rambam in the second parak of Hilchos Ritzicha, Hilchos Ritzeach, Halacha Beis writes that the din of Ritzicha, that someone is responsible, B'dei Shamayim, is b'soicha b'shalech avodav. He hires the guy, or he sends his servant. The Mishamelech explains, otherwise, like Tosis, he says, otherwise he's not going to listen to you. You have to know he's going to listen to you by Ritzicha. That's why it's a soicha b'shalech avodav. That's it's only avodav. It's Zevet, or he hired him. As in the Vual, that even for din hashchosa de groma, when there is a lo yishmalo, k'shiyesh lo yishmalo, and there's a possibility that the person is not going to listen, so it's a chisaron in his asiya. And therefore the dina zuta on Kiddush Mem Gimel is mitzad ulay samar al dam reyecha, like the Gra says. Because there's a chisaron when he might not listen to you, it's not a proper grama. And therefore it's lay samar al dam reyecha. So that's all according to the Rambam. So according to the Rambam, even for the din hashchasa de grama, even a causative hashchasa, when there's a lo yishmal, it's possible he's not going to listen, so it's a chisaron in his asiyah, and therefore it has to be a seicher or a eved. Avad lulei divrei Rambam, thus is the chidush from the Rambam. Aber lulei divrei Rambam, you could say that ritzicha shayni, and the otot tam, ein zenyan klal ma'ashik shem mishna lamelech, Sham with Parshas Drochim. Mehagemore b'Sanhedrin. Av Choftes. Sheyochel ha-nocho shlito in Divrei Arav v'Divrei Talmud. Divrei Mishoimim. Ay v'arei hosem b'dei Shamayim. May read the Chayev v'Pashtes ha-gemore b'Kiddushin. Frek the Mishnah l'melech. I don't understand. The Nochosh could have tainted. The Nochosh in Gan Eden could have tainted, says the Gemore in Sanhedrin. And Av Choftes. Divrei Arav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishom, why'd you listen to me? So on that, ask the Mishnah Lechan understand. There was talking about it's Chiyuv Bidei Shamayim. Chiyuv Bidei Shamayim, you're Chayuv, according to the Gemara in Kiddushin. When you tell somebody to do an Avera. So the Nachash had no time of Divra Divra Tama Divra Mishayim. Because you see in the Gemara in Kiddushin Mem Gimel that the Mishalech is responsible. Dina Rabba, Dina Zuta, either way, the Mishalech is responsible. So here also, there's no time of talking Bidei Shamayim. So there's no time of Divra Rab, Divra Tama Divra Mishayim. What does the Gemara mean? That's the Kasha of the Mishnah Lamelech. So the answer is that it's apples and oranges. The Mishnah Lamelech is talking about the case of the eating from the Eitz Hadas. But the Gemara and Kiddushin is talking about Ritzicha. Ritzicha is different. It's a special din in Ritzicha. Otherwise, you would need a Secher that he hired him. But you see that in Pashtas without Taisus, you don't need him to be hired. Right, Tosis says in Bava Kamma, when it comes to Eidus, you need the hiring. But here, you don't need, except for the Rambam, but here in Kiddushin, doesn't say anything about hiring him. So therefore, you see there's a special din in Mitzicha that you don't say Divra, Divra, Tav, Divra, Mishom. In any type of Grama, the sender is responsible. And therefore, it doesn't even have to have hiring. You don't even have to have certitude that he's going to do it. Any type of grama you're responsible for. Hashem came, the Gemara is asking about eating from the Eitz Hadas. There it's saying, all right, Divrei Divrei Tamid Yishurim, why did he do it? Why did Adam have to listen? Adam shouldn't have listened. That could have been a valid tain of the Nachash. But when it comes to Ritzicha, there is no tain of Divrei Divrei Tamid Yishurim because any type of grama is responsible. That we referenced in a previous year from the Trumas Hadeshin and Avni Milum Simon Hey, Shigam Be'akum Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira. V'hikshem Ibrashis Rabba, so it says that by Goy we also say Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira. But what about the fact that in Ibrashis Rabba we see that killing by a Goy is Chayvai De Shliach, so Yesh Shliach Ledvar Aveira. The answer is based on what we're saying, Eino Inyan Ledin Shlichos, this has nothing to do with Shlichos. Because even if it's not considered as if he did it himself, there's no din shlichos, but Ritzicha is chayav. Because that's the chiyav of Ritzicha, even by Ben Noach, that it's hashchosas ha'olam. Gevaldik. Vayein ba'ach yezer b'chelik gimel simen lamed zayin that we referenced early, and chelik beitz simen hey, who writes, al pi v'sigyan sanhedrin daf ayin zayin, that we learn a kal v'chomer for the chiyav of mitzamtzeh. Mitzamtzeh means that you contract somebody, you prevent them from coming out of the water or eating, whatever it may be, chiyuv of mitzamtzem, which is not directly killing, but it's causing the person to die. So we want to learn a kal v'chomer, chiyuv mitzamtzem benezikin, when you just cause damage, when you do mitzamtzem to cause, let's say, someone's animal to die, from the chiyuv ritzicha. If you're chayav al ritzicha, you're certainly chayav al nezikin. So frek the achiezer. Tim Kane, Nachri Shechayev Ritzicha Begrome, Kalvachomer Dechayev Kane Bemazik. So if we learn a Kalvachomer Chiyuv Mitzamtzeh, Benezik and Mechiyuv Ritzicha, Bemitzamtzeh, so Goy, who's Chayev Ritzicha Begrome, Kalvachomer is also going to be Chayev Ritzicha, Kalvachomer is Chayev Mazik Begrome. And on that, the Achiezer asks a number of steerers. And we see that a nachri is not chayiv b'mazik b'grame. But if you can learn a kalvachomer from ritzicha by mitzamtzem, why can't you also learn a kalvachomer from ritzicha by grame? So based on what we said, one has nothing to do with the other. The Gemara is talking about a chiyuv misa b'mitzamtzem b'Yisrael. And that must be because it's loisir tzoch. The Gemara is considering it actual murder. And if it's considered as if he did it like Abelos Sirtzach, So certainly it's considered as if he did it, like Aben Ezekin, but a Ben Noyach, whose chayev beritzicha begrome, is not because it's as if he did it, but rather what obligates him and what incriminates him as a murderer is such a reality. It's such a reality that there's no distinction, there's no difference between grom and maisa biyadayim, both of them. He's guilty for both of them. And that's only by ritzicha. That's because of hashchasas ha'olam. But nezikin ein chayiv ben noyach, ela mazik k'dechayiv Yisrael. You have to actually, grom is not mazik. Groma isn't mazik. If we consider mitzamtzem a rotzeach, so we also consider mitzamtzem a mazik. Certainly, if he's considered ad kedei kach a rotzeach, he's also a mazik. However, when it comes to rotzicha begrome, that anachri is chayv rotzicha begrome, that's not because he's over on losir tzach. That's because he's mashchis hisa'ilah. That's why it's chayav ritzicha begrom. There's no kal v'chomer than mazik. Mazik isn't mishum hashchasas ha'olam. Grom of a mazik is pater. God created the world to be inhabited. God wants there to be people in the world. And I'll tell you a secret, that there is a certain drive that people have, a very, very strong drive. The Gemara says about this drive, that there's not a day that goes by that a person doesn't think about it. So, why does a person have such a strong drive? The answer is because God wanted this world to be inhabited. And this drive is what causes the world to be so heavily inhabited by people. That there are 8 million approximately rayas, 8 billion rayas for that. And you can see them wherever you go, wherever there are people. So Hashem created the world to be miyushav. To kill is to be mashchis the world. And therefore, a person is chayev beretzicha, even begrome, because he's causing the hashchas of this world. But grome benizikin, that's not hashchas esarelum. And therefore, there's no kal v'chomer. You can't learn that he's going to be chayev begrama as well by mazikin. When it comes to mitzamtzem, you see from the fact that he's over in losir tzach that that's called killing. If that's called killing, that's also called doing damages. The fact that when it's chayev grama benazikin, it's for a different, but grama beretzich, it's for a different reason. It's a shchas soilam. But grama ben mazik is an ashchas soilam. It's not chayev for grama. ועושה שפיר בזה מה שכוסף הרמב״ם. עכשיו אפשר להבין מה שכתב הרמב״ם בפרק ב' הלכה ב' בהוי רג בהלכוס ריצח ושמיר עושה נפש. בהוי רג אז עצמו שהוא שויפך דומים וחייב מיסו לשמיים. If someone kills himself, זוק דה רמב״ם, he's a שויפך דומים and he's חייב מיסו לשמיים, but there's no mises based him. So the mashmos is, Rambam mentions a number of things where he's chayv misal shemayim. One of them is that he kills himself. So frekt the heilig of klichemda, parshas noyach, b'hoireg atzmoy heichi mishkachas le misa bidei sham, misa's based in. Shekosav Rambam shepoter. The Rambam says that he's pater from Mises Beis Din. How could a Beis Din possibly kill a dead man? Reik Far Meis. He's already dead. So the Rambam has a special chiddush to tell us. The Rambam has a special chiddush to tell us that he's not Chayiv Mises Beis Din if he kills himself. Of course he's not Chayiv Mises Beis Din. How's he alive? He's dead. So the Kli Chemda says, it's talking about where he made himself a Tereifa. V'talui ben Nidon Yisayim Sagi ben Nirtzach Tereifa L'harog HaRotzeach. And it depends on the Shaila, if someone causes someone else to be a Tereifa. Let's say somebody shoots somebody else and they make a hole in their lung, a hole somewhere in their body, and now the guy's going to die, not today, in 6 months from now. Is the shooter a Rotzeach or not a Rotzeach? So the Kli Chemda suggests that maybe we're talking about a case where somebody tried to kill himself, but he just made himself a Tereifa. That's called killing himself, making himself a Tereifa. And that's what Rambam tells us. There's no Mises Beis Din, and that's Talui in the Nidon. If there is, if Asa Atzmei Tereifa is considered a Rotzeach. So he's Ma'arich there. Chayin, Ilu Haya Chiyuv Misa. If there was a Chiyuv Misa, it would be from the parish of Shofech Dam Adam Dam Yishofech. It's talking about Hashchasis Olam. And therefore, there's no difference between one who kills himself and kills others. The Rambam includes them all together. And because of that, even though when one kills somebody else, in order to be over on Los Sirtzach, he's only Chayiv Misa if the guy actually dies. It says, Los Sirtzach, don't kill. But when he makes somebody into a Tereifa, that's Hashchasis Olam Bevadai. Because the guy's going to die. And because of that, you need to tell us that he's not Ne'erag Be'Beis Din. In other words, Atzlo Sirtzach, he's off the hook when he made him a Tereifa. But Atz Shofech Dam Adam Dam Yishofech, Atz Shashchasis Olam, there he should be Chayiv. And therefore, it's coming to tell us, all right, he's not Ne'erag Be'Beis Din. Otherwise, he'd be Ne'erag Mitzad Hashchasis Olam when he made himself into a Tereifa. And only after the Chiddush of the Rambam we can learn. The only way Beis Din can kill him is Mitzad Alos Sirtzach. And that's when he dies. But not when he hasn't died. So if a guy makes himself into a Tereifa, we don't kill him. Because we're only killing him when he's over on Los Sirtzach, but not when he's Mashchus Esoyla. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. Ain't no Ne'erag Beis Din. Because otherwise, he would be Ne'erag Mitzad Hashchasis Olam when he made himself into a Tereifa. The Rambam says, no, making himself into a Tereifa doesn't count. Los Sirtzach it's not. Hashchasis Olam it is. But you don't get killed by the Beis Din just for Hashchasis Olam. There has to be an actual Los Sirtzach. So we have a lot more to say. And I ask that you stay tuned. And Baruch Hashem, we have already seen the flows, and we will continue being able to do so. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.